Hey, welcome to the Girl Talk Lab. This is your girl Laura, along with Ashley and Star.
Hey, hey girls. Oh, hey y'all. I'm like, okay, now all girls are listening to the podcast, so hey y'all.
We have some special guests tonight in the house.
Hey.
You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Eder. I am a male. I am not a female. And we've been drinking for the past 30 minutes. I have 7 shots in me, and I've been drinking, so we're all pretty intoxicated right now.
A tad bit. Just a little bit, so I'm going to
hold you
responsible. What has everyone been up to? First and foremost, we want to shout out Canada.
Hey!
Shout out to Canada! Thank y'all for your support.
The home of drink!
OVO!
OVO!
That's fun.
Hey. And to everyone that like thought the new album that he dropped was a new album, it was a care package, you idiots. I saw so many people posting, oh my god, can't wait to listen to Drake's new album. They were all his old songs, guys, come on.
Yeah, that was the purpose of the album.
Yeah, but a lot of people thought it was like new music, and it's like, come on.
It happens.
If you're
though.
A Drake fan, you should know.
I don't listen to Drake, so I'm all good.
Damn, we have a no Drake
fan
up
here.
How
are you going to disrespect Canadian viewers like that?
I'm not disrespecting them, but I don't listen to Drake.
Man, that's disrespect. That's like saying I don't fuck with Canadians.
Not even.
That's taking it too far.
Just messing with you guys, you know. We love syrup. And pancakes.
We do. We love Drake.
So let's get this topic going about how Uno ruined our friendship in the last 5 minutes.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, no one likes to get hit with that +4, you know?
No.
Especially when you're about to win.
So here's the deal. Right now we're at a Star's brother's kickback for his birthday. So we decided to take some shots, play some Uno, and they got me fucked up. I got blocked. I got +4. By my girls, as a matter of fact. And anyone who got a +4 had to take a shot. So how about that?
Some of us are pretty.
And it's funny because they're supposed to be a team and they were playing against each other and I won because of that. So
it's a game called Uno.
Uno!
It's a game,
I'm pretty sure you guys have played that game and have lost friendships due to that game.
Hell yeah. Hey, but there's like different rules. So does like everyone get to make their own rules? What do you guys think?
House party rules is what I say.
House party rules.
What's one rule that, Ashley, that you consider one of your house party rules?
When playing Uno or just
Yeah, like what's something that you're like, oh, when I play Uno, usually this is a rule that we follow.
Don't be a weenie.
That's it. Take it how it is.
My rule is if you get a +4 or like a wild card, you gotta play it right there and then if you draw it. I don't like it when people hold on to it and then they save it for their last card because that's BS.
That's true. That's true.
Well, with me and my family, when we play Uno, if you drop a red and the next person doesn't have red, you have to keep getting from the stack until you get a red.
Okay.
Yes.
That explains why those guys were drawing nonstop.
Exactly, right?
I was like, you only draw one card, buddy.
Well, we were looking at you like, what? Like, only one?
Yeah, because that's what we're used to, drawing. Keep drawing until you get one. But I guess it's just a
you don't want to overeat your, you know? You don't want to get too many cards.
True that.
The last time that happened, I got in an argument with her son.
Yes. He cried.
Oh, on that note, I didn't make him cry. My boyfriend did. He was the last person to make me cry.
Hey, you know, Uno gets competitive, you know.
It does.
Supposed to be a family-friendly game, and it's easy to understand, but people get really competitive, you know?
Yes, they do.
It's just a game.
We're still waiting on Star. She's supposed to be back.
We were supposed to have some other guests, too, but they just walked out, going to play beer pong and shit.
Look, there's Star right there. You see? Look, she's coming back, guys.
Hey!
No, wrong phone. Over here.
Hey!
Over here. Yeah, keep the door open.
We're gonna do this Instagram live.
Imagine good thing we did it.
So funny, dude.
Okay, next time I'm fucking down. We're gonna do an Instagram live, so make sure you follow us at the Girl Talk Lab on fucking Instagram. Keep in mind, we have the fucking email, girltalklab@yahoo.com. Send your fucking questions, confessions, suggestions, any motherfucking thing you want to send our way.
Hey.
Also, one more thing. No pineapple on pizza, okay?
Hashtag no pineapple on pizza.
Hashtag you like pineapple on pizza?
A lot of you guys are saying no pineapple on pizza and just walking on that bandwagon. There's nothing wrong with Hawaiian pizza.
Why would you do
that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Pineapple on pizza.
Hashtag no pineapple on pizza, please. Let's see who's on our side. Seriously, we got some emails. Thanks to you guys, we got some emails saying yes on pineapple on pizza. Y'all are fucking real. Y'all are motherfucking down.
Hey.
Y'all my peeps. Y'all my motherfucking peeps. Yes, we're just talking about Uno right now.
Uno.
What is a house rule, Star, when you play with your family or friends that you need to follow?
Okay, so hey guys. Okay, house rules. So in my house, you only could get one card when you are when you don't have that card, you know, that color or the number. So only one card. It's okay, I don't make you suffer. You don't have to get so many cards.
Me and Ashley fucking doing like, nah, you don't got red, you dig that motherfucking pile.
No, 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 no. I won't make you guys suffer like that. None of that, and I always win. Nah, just kidding, I don't always win. But but house rules.
To like call you out on how many cards you have and then be like, oh yeah, I gave you all those cards.
Exactly.
You know, she's like,
I did.
Rub it in your face, you know?
Yeah, I did, yeah. So none of those. You know, and it just have fun. Like Uno is so fucking fun. But make sure you play with the right people, you know, you don't want
Really? But then remember, wait, this thing like 1999, this fucking
2019, bitch.
Bluetooth. Depending on who you play with, sometimes things could get ugly because if they get butthurt easily, they'll hold it against you.
Word of advice, play with kids.
Don't play with kids. That's Laura's word of advice. Don't play with kids. They would take things, yeah, and it would hurt them, you know, so don't play with kids.
With kids, be careful because they might not want to share that Halloween candy anymore, you know?
Dang, Laura.
Hey, Halloween's coming up. What are y'all dressing up as?
A slut.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What's up?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Follow baby_beauty. She knows how to do makeup. She would do your makeup, like, on point. So, I'm learning, so I'll get there soon. Don't worry, yeah. I'll make YouTube videos soon.
Yeah, we need to all make a fucking video, YouTube video.
If this video gets 500 viewers, I will let her do my makeup. 500 listeners, I'll let her do my makeup for a video. I, Edder, will let her do my makeup for a video. Only if it hits 500 listeners.
500 listeners, you guys.
Within 2 weeks.
Within 2 weeks. I mean, that's a little... Maybe a month. He'll give us a month, you guys. So come on, please. 500 listeners. We could do his makeup. We'll post it on YouTube. Laura. Yes. Baby love underscore beauty will do it.
We can post it on Instagram.
Live on the girl at the girl lab. What?
At the girl talk lab, Laura. We'll do a live, y'all.
Apologize to the listeners. We're all pretty buzzed already. So if you hear a lot of us talking out of order, we're just really fucked up.
I think it's just you, Edder.
It is.
I had seven shots. I'm like getting two beers.
I'm there, but I mean, I'm still good.
How many shots?
Seven.
Damn. I need to catch up. I'm at three.
Yes, two. Laura. And Ashley. Dude, I think I had three shots.
When I got here, no one wanted to drink with Star. Only I drank with her.
Yeah, it was just me and her. Yeah, because Laura and Ashley weren't here yet. So it was just me and Edder. So I think that's what we got a heads up. But Laura and Ashley, you got to catch up, girl. You got to catch up.
Ashley's, girl, you know, we should have been at Ixtapa.
Hey! Dude, Ixtapa is so much fun.
Like, hey,
She's dancing. She's grooving to the music, reminiscing.
Hey. Shout out to the one that works at Baja Fresh.
What?
Who works at Baja Fresh? I thought
one
of you guys mentioned you guys work at Baja Fresh
no,
or something.
No.
The earthquake happened.
Yeah, well, was at a Baja.
Oh, yes. Yeah, shit was wild.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I was like...
So tell us about yourself, Edder.
I am a male, as I mentioned. I currently work at Home Depot. It's a pretty chill job. Actually, on Friday, the day I left to Vegas, some guy OD'd in my bathroom.
Oh, shit.
At the Home Depot, yeah. Oh, shit. And lately, we've been having problems with addicts. Like, they've been going to our bathrooms to shoot heroin and stuff like that. And I think it's because they know that Home Depot doesn't do anything about it. Like, if they see them, they won't kick them out. They'll let them do whatever they're doing. So, now it's becoming a problem because addicts, I think they're talking to each other and they're letting each other know, like, hey, that Home Depot is good to shoot heroin. No, seriously, stay away from drugs. Stay away from drugs, kids. Seriously, it's not bad.
No, no, no.
Say no to drugs and say yes to... Yeah, just say no to drugs.
Weed is not a bad thing, but other than that...
Weed is not a bad thing if you... If you don't have, if you don't get addicted to things quickly, because sometimes, I don't want to say there's such a thing as a weed addict, but sometimes you could spend your day just smoking weed all day and not really doing shit with your life, you know? So,
that's
yeah.
That's probably how we see it. There's people that will get addicted to the feeling of being high on weed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There's people that will be high 24/7.
Yeah, so just when doing drugs, just know what's your limit, you know?
Yeah, we just had to bury my boyfriend's cousin. She OD'd on crystal meth.
Yeah, you see.
No way.
She was only 43.
And that's the thing, too. Like, people want to say that weed is a gateway drug that will get you into getting to stronger things. But if you know your limit, then you could pretty much just stay to smoking weed and not ever having to cross that threshold. But just be careful when doing things.
With alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Alcoholics. Guys, if you're going through some deep shit, do not.
Alcohol's not the answer.
Or drugs. Like, find a hobby. Go fucking work out. Do some painting.
Play video games. Go hiking. Go to the beach. You know, just be surrounded by people that care about you. Just don't let alcoholism consume you, because it's also a pretty bad addiction. And the problem with that is that it's legal, so you could just buy it anywhere you really want to. Why do we get so serious, guys? I'm sorry. We got so serious, guys. We're all having fun, drinking. All I said was some guy OD'd and they left and they went inside the spiral circle.
But it made me think about the whole shooting in Texas and Ohio. Like, that's just fucked up. You can't go anywhere.
It is fucked up because, seriously, two shootings happening
within
13 hours apart from each other. You get me? So, that's a crazy thing.
We have another guest.
Sorry. I'm so sorry to the listeners. Because it feels like the mood of the conversation is changing really much.
Yo, he's gone.
Yo, shh. It's right there, Star. Behind you at the couch. Star. Oh, that's her. That's yours.
Whose drink did I leave
inside? Oh, my God. It's my drink. Hold on. Take it. Can you think?
Oh, shit. Whose drink did I leave inside the table?
I still got mine here. Never mind. I'm good. No, Star. Don't go out. No, she's
there. And she's gone.
So tell us about yourself. We have another guest.
Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Like,
what the hell?
Oh, no. I just don't know what to say. That's all.
Tell us about yourself.
What about me? I'm a computer programmer.
Nice.
That's what I do. I don't know what else to say. I play basketball. I write computer programs. I write video games. And, I chase girls? I don't know.
Hey. Nah, fuck that.
Yeah,
That's what's up.
Yeah, really.
He thought about
you.
Like,
no.
Wait, but I need to correct you. Fuck bitches, get money, Andrew. Sorry. Don't chase girls. Chase that money. Chase that paper.
Well, I said that I worked as a programmer first.
And then he chased.
Yeah,
then
I said chase girls later. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in that order.
All right, everybody. Andrew, you want to shout out your Instagram? Maybe get some girls to follow you.
Sadly, hey. I deleted my Instagram. So.
Oh, damn! Sorry, cheers. Girls. Sorry. Yeah. Damn.
You're gonna miss out on all this. Hey.
So how are you enjoying tonight, Andrew?
It's pretty chill. I drank way too much already, but I mean, that's life, right?
Yes, cheers to that. How many shots did you have?
Total?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 20-something? I don't know.
Damn.
With all the drinks I had.
Oh.
Every drink was like 3 or 4 shots. Yeah.
That's what's up.
So all together, it's been...
Where's like...
Everybody's
gone. Oh. So join us, Andrew. Just come join the conversation.
At a party. Like, what's the fucked up most story that
you've ever had? I woke up in my bed the next day and I don't remember what happened.
Oh, welcome to the club. Like, how did I get here? Who got me here?
Right.
What happened?
Yeah, been there a few times.
You?
I mean, I don't know.
You guys, same. I have a picture here. Come on.
It was for my boyfriend's birthday, well, like, a year or 2 years ago.
Oh, shit, I remember that now, yo.
I didn't even make it to the door at IHOP.
I shall take my
leave. No, come on.
That was a good thing.
My girl got fucking lit. Ashley got so lit, y'all. She got so lit. Everyone's a little bit tipsy already. Everyone's gone. So keep in mind, our next podcast, our episodes are going to drop every Sunday at 7 p.m. Please make sure you subscribe. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. You already know. This was your girl, Laura, Ashley, and Star. Have a good night, y'all.